In the day's other headlines, a federal judge has reportedly ruled that former Vice President Mike Pence must testify in the Justice Department's January 6th investigation. News accounts say he's ordered to appear before a federal grand jury. It's unclear if he will appeal. Mr. Pence acted as Senate president on January 6th of 2021, counting electoral votes. He argues that under the Constitution, he cannot be questioned about any legislative duties. Across France today, hundreds of thousands of people turned out again to protest raising the retirement age to 64. Demonstrations were largely peaceful, but bands of leftist militants battled police in Paris and other cities. Special correspondent Ross Cullen is in Paris and has this report.
Paris is known as the City of Light, but today in parts of the French capital, it was the City Alight. Protesters clashed with police, and thousands of people flooded the famous Place de la République in the heart of the city. Riot police fired tear gas to disperse the crowd. After some black-clad protesters, the so-called Black Bloc, pelted police with stones. Paris police chief Laurent Nunez.
There is a tense situation, but it's not an insurrection. Law enforcement is present. They will still be present through the day to maintain Republican order.
Though the vast majority of protesters were peaceful, their anger was no less fierce.
We're here to make the government give in with regard to pension reform. There is massive anger.
I can see colleagues, although they're less than 60 years old. They already have physical difficulties. So you can't even imagine what it's like working until 64 years old. That's not possible.
Rail traffic was disrupted with hour-long delays. And the iconic Eiffel Tower stood closed today. Its staff joined the nationwide strike. Protesters also blocked entry to the Louvre. The protests have intensified over the last 2 weeks since the government used special constitutional powers to bypass Parliament on a final vote of the contested pension changes.
After more than 2 months of demonstrations, there could be some movement from the opposing sides. The unions have written a joint letter to the president calling for mediation, and the Prime Minister says she's ready for talks with the opposition next week.
But the protests show no signs of dying down. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Ross Cullen in Paris.
There was one sign of relief for Parisians. Garbage collectors suspended a strike that has left mounds of trash on the streets. There are growing signs that Ukraine's military is revving up for a spring offensive. The defense minister said today his forces will soon begin using modern battle tanks delivered by Germany, Britain, and others. And in Washington, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told a Senate hearing that Russia is having to rely on older Soviet-era tanks.
The Ukrainians have inflicted significant casualties on the Russians, and they have depleted their inventory of armored vehicles in a way that no one would have ever imagined. And so now we see Russia reaching for T-54s and T-55 tanks because of the level of damage that the Ukrainians have inflicted on them.
Meanwhile, today, Ukraine's President Zelensky walked trenches in the Sumy region of northern Ukraine, where Russian forces were driven off last April. Lawmakers in Scotland today confirmed Hamza Youssef as first minister. He is the first person of color to lead the Scottish government and the first Muslim to lead any Western democracy. Youssef was elected Monday to head the ruling Scottish National Party. He supports efforts to gain Scotland's full independence from the United Kingdom. In Mexico, a late-night fire killed at least 40 people at a migrant detention center. Mexican officials say migrants fearing deportation burned mattresses at the facility in Ciudad Juarez, just across from El Paso, Texas. Ambulances, fire crews, and morgue vans swarmed the scene. Dozens of men and women from Central and South America had been held there, and relatives waited for news.
Nobody tells me anything. I ask and they give us a rude answer or don't give us any information. I want to know what's happening because I worry about my wife. I want to know what's going to happen to her. Are they going to deport all of them?
Many of those at the shelter were waiting for action on requests to be granted asylum in the U.S. The World Health Organization is out with new COVID-19 vaccine guidance, and it's suggesting an extra shot for high-risk groups. The recommendations say older adults or people with various risk factors should get another booster 6 to 12 months after their last vaccination. The WHO also says children and young adults who are healthy may not need an additional dose. Back in this country, an appeals court in Maryland reinstated the murder conviction of Adnan Syed, whose case was chronicled in the podcast Serial. The court ruled that the murder victim's family had no proper notice of the hearing that led to Syed's release last September. He remains free pending a new hearing. Federal prosecutors have unveiled a new indictment against Sam Bankman-Fried, founder of the bankrupt FTX cryptocurrency exchange. It charges that he directed at least $40 million in bribes to Chinese government officials to unfreeze some of his business assets. Bankman-Fried now faces a total of 13 charges. And on Wall Street, stocks edged slightly lower on a relatively quiet day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost about 38 points to close at 32,394. The NASDAQ fell 52 points. The S&P 500 slipped 6. Still to come on the News Hour, top banking officials testify before Congress on the industry's recent turmoil. Vice President Harris looks to strengthen U.S. ties and investment in Africa. State legislatures move to limit teens' access to social media, plus much more.
This is the PBS News Hour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.